This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, October 19th. Well, wheat markets yesterday were firm, led by Chicago, but also we saw strength show up in corn and especially soybeans. So the grain complex in general is finding pretty decent support here over the last couple days. We're basically still in a sideways pattern for corn and wheat, but soybeans are starting to break out to the upside a bit on this run. Of course, beans are responding to the dryness in Brazil, which is becoming pretty serious. The central and northern part of Brazil, which is where farmers are trying to get soybeans planted, has been stuck in a dry pattern for weeks, and the heat is really ramping up. We're going to see way above 100 degrees across much of that region, and subsoil moisture is pretty much gone at this point. So there is talk that even soybeans that have been seeded already will have to be reseeded because they're just not going to get good germination. So this is becoming a bigger problem. Not only is it going to delay soybean planting and thus the harvest, but then that delays the second season corn crop planting, which is a very important crop to Brazil. So this does have long-term ramifications, but for now, it's just focused on the soybean situation. Now, the forecast does call for some rain next week across that dry area, but it's not a big system, and the forecast doesn't show that that rain sticks around very long. So it's expected to be kind of light and certainly not help the subsoil moisture situation, but we'll just have to see how that evolves. In the meantime, we're still getting more rain in southern Brazil, which they don't need, but it is stretching further to the south into northern Argentina, which does need it. It's too late for the wheat crop in Argentina, but this certainly would help set the stage for better planting conditions for corn and beans. So we'll see how that evolves. Normally, with an El Nino present, which there is, Argentina does tend to have much better moisture across the key ag region. So far, that has not evolved, but perhaps we're seeing that finally break loose now. But again, too late for the wheat crop. So we're going to see short supplies coming out of Argentina, which is hard red winter wheat. Brazil normally would buy a pretty big chunk of Argentina's exportable supplies. This year, they're probably going to buy everything they can because their own crop is in trouble. They're not looking at very good quality at all across their wheat region. So there's a pretty good chance that Brazil will have to come into the broader world market in a bigger way than they normally do. So we are seeing exports really start to pick up, not only around the world, but also here in the United States. Last week, China bought some U.S. soft red winter wheat, about 180,000 tons worth. That will show up in today's export sales number. So we expect that number to be fairly large, similar to what we saw last week. So we are seeing a pickup in U.S. exports. Soft red is competitive around the world. Hard red winter and hard red spring, not so much, but those prices are higher to protect our domestic supplies because they're fairly tight. World supplies of high-grade milling wheat are also fairly tight. There are some rumors that China is again in the market shopping wheat. They're rumored to be shopping from the United States, France, or Australia. It's interesting that they wouldn't be buying more from Australia already. Australia is right on the verge of their wheat harvest. Normally, they're moving quite a bit to China, but China's been coming to other sources. So perhaps Australia is even in worse condition than we thought. But, you know, it is worth noting that normally, Australia would be capturing those markets. For China to be shopping other places kind of speaks to the broader problems in Australian production. There's also some talk floating around that a Russian grain company has inked a deal with China to supply 70 million tons of grain out of grains and oil seeds out of Russia over the next 12 years. So this is interesting because China's been kind of pushing back against Russian wheat basically due to phytosanitary reasons. Now, a few years ago, they did open their markets to Russian wheat, but we haven't seen them buy it, which is curious because they are in the market fairly aggressively looking for wheat. Russia would be the cheapest. They have a hard red winter wheat, something that China certainly could blend off. But they're basically looking for the soft wheats, which is why they're looking at France, Australia, or U.S. soft red winter wheat. But they could buy feed wheat from Russia, and that's something that perhaps is part of this deal. But that's interesting to see that that is some of the talk floating around the trade. There's also rumors that the Indian government is going to increase the support price for wheat, and so that would encourage more plantings. They're also suggesting that they will reduce the wheat import tariff. So this has been the chatter for quite a while with India. They had another disastrous crop that started out good, but because of heat and dryness, ended up with a short crop of wheat again. So there was quite a bit of chatter here over the last couple months about India wanting to import around 10 million tons of Russian wheat. That has not gone away, but it's not really been confirmed either. So with India making some moves here to lower import tariffs, perhaps that's one of the steps that we'll see before they make that deal. A couple other things, USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, NAS is what it's normally called, reported that they're going to combine the Farm Service Agency and Risk Management Agency survey and satellite acreage information for the August supply-demand report instead of waiting for the October supply-demand report for corn and beans. This will help give more accurate acreage data to the market much earlier than we've been seeing. So we look forward to that. Other than that, not a lot of other fundamental news. Seasonally, the markets tend to be turning. Even corn and beans tend to be turning about this time of year. And it looks like soybeans have certainly carved out their seasonal lows. I think wheat is in the process of doing that as well. It's been a slow ship to turn around, but I think that that's happening. And for corn, you know, we're well past 50% harvest. I think that the pressure on the market is going to wane a little bit here. I don't look for it to shoot sharply higher, but I think there too, corn is carving out its seasonal low and should at least start to work its way higher. I think the situation with the dryness for soybean planting in Brazil spells some issues for the corn crop down the road. And, you know, you're not going to see another corn harvest until early summer of next year. So supply pressure will be largely removed. It just would hinge more on demand. And demand seems to be pretty good. Brazil had a record crop last year for corn. They've moved a big chunk of that already. They've already had record exports. So they are aggressively moving the corn crop, which again removes some of that broader supply pressure from the market. Export sales will be out this morning. We are looking for good numbers for wheat and probably corn and beans as well. China's been an active buyer. So we can see world demand picking up, and that should offer support to the broader grain space. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.